you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's June 29th, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in.
Yummy.
Out on that Eastern-type coast.
God, sorry.
No. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Blah, 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 blah.
I think we have the equipment all working, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on listening to us live, follow us on the Twitter.
Oh, yes.
You can contact us and speak to us and tweet at us, twat at us.
Ground control to Major Tom.
At Crab Diving is our Twitter handle. We're also streaming live on Periscope for people to use their eye holes on us.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and germs. All kinds of news going on. Tons of shit. It's all SCOTUS all the time.
SCOTUS.
I wasn't ready.
SCROTUS.
For this.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover.
No, we're not talking about Scrogard, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
The Supreme Court.
SCOTUS needs the voice of Scrogard because decision they hand down will sound better coming from that guy's pipes.
Absolutely.
His golden pipe.
He does. He's got a great voice. The guy that whoever they hired, probably like a Fiverr gig or something like that.
They dug up Don LaFontaine.
Progressive Radio Podcast. We're live. I can see us.
Oh my God.
On the Periscope. A little bit of a weird delay. I just put my hands up in the air.
And that's very strange.
My hands came up in the air a couple seconds later. So anyway, give us a call if you like on the Skype machine, Crab Diving, or you can call us on the telephone, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Ring-a-ding.
If you want to spell that shit out. Like I said, we got tons of stuff going on, tons of news, we're going to do movie reviews.
Are we really?
No.
It's been a great, this weekend's been particularly fun for me because we just had the marriage decision, you know?
Yes.
And I spent a lot of the weekend I'm trolling. I can't, I'm gloating and I'm trolling. All I'm doing is trolling my friends from Georgia and listening to the immense butt hurt.
On social media.
The attack, the gay marriage is waging on Christianity.
A lot of butt hurt. The sun did come up.
I love it.
This morning, I tweeted out or Crab Diving tweeted out about, hey, what are those birds doing singing? Don't they know gay people are getting married all over the place?
Right. Where's the apocalypse? Where's all the burning fundamentalists?
Well, you know, they're waiting. They're poised like vultures waiting for the first fucking earthquake, for the first flood, the first tornado. And they're going to be like, look, it's because SCOTUS allowed the gay marriage.
You know, one of my younger brother's friends, he still lives in the South, so his Facebook is just littered with lunatics. And I saw that he posted something, you know, kind of like in your face. My brother's a gigantic lib, and every once in a while he busts out the atheism or he's been posting a lot about this marriage decision.
Yes.
And somebody on his Facebook said something like, they quoted some Bible verses where it says, like, God should put to death. To death.
Oh, yeah.
Any man that lies with a man or a woman with a woman. And I was like, God. I was like, how dare you say all my gay friends should be killed? And he's like, hey, I'm just delivering the message from God.
Yeah, there's
like,
some
fuck
yeah,
you.
There's the they're whipping out the stonings. They're like, hey, we should be stoning them, not marrying them.
The great thing about this decision is now we no longer have to be. I feel like you don't really have to be nice or treat those people, these homophobes, like human beings.
Well, that's what they're worried about now, is that all of a sudden it's going to be open season on Christians. That, you know, that's what Glenn Beck was talking about. That's what all these ninnies are talking about. That, well, we don't want to marry the gay people.
You don't have to, dummy.
I don't want my hall to be rented out for a gay marriage. Right. I don't want to bake that cake for a gay marriage.
But do you want the police protection? And do you want to use the sidewalks in front of your place of business? Then you can suck a dick.
Remember that asshole? Was it Michigan? The doctor? Ohio, Michigan. It was somewhere. It wasn't the South.
We'll take shitty.
The pressure off the South for 10 seconds. But there was a doctor, an OBGYN, a gynecologist, a baby doctor who wouldn't see, or a pediatrician, right? It was the crotch spawn had already issued forth, so now it's a pediatrician, they're saying. And the doctor, remember, wrote the two mommies a note and said, I don't think I'll be able to be your pediatrician here because of my religious beliefs.
That's so unfair.
Doctor so-and-so here at the practice will take you. And even though they were handing him off to another doctor at the practice, the two mommies were like, fuck this shit. We're not going to, I don't want another doctor at your practice. If you're here, I don't want to be here at all. So they went on to a different practice, and that doctor took a shit storm.
Absolutely.
Of bad press. And I'm sure we'll be starting a Kickstarter soon for, you know, save the doctor who wants the First Amendment.
Right.
To hate people.
And you can have your opinions, right? I mean, you can have your homophobic views and you can voice them.
Yes.
As much as you want. But prepare to be shamed. Prepare to be shamed.
And what does that heinous doctor, your job is to treat that child. It's not like it was barfing up a lung or anything. It was just like a regular visit.
Right.
But I'm sure she would administer emergency care. Maybe.
I mean, I hope. One would hope.
But why would you say, I'm not going to see your baby because you two are rubbing your beavers together at night?
I have no idea. It's
odd.
What
does one have to do with the other?
Well, I think this doctor must have a simpleton outlook on life. She must be dumb. Ignorant.
The earth was formed 6,000 years ago.
What do you say to these assholes who are like, listen, I make whatever choice you make. I don't hate gay people,
right.
But here's what the Bible says. And then you proceed to read this screed about stoning and beating and killing.
Right.
Yeah. How?
What about the children you're supposed to stone to death for talking back to their parents?
Sure. What about that?
What about if you rape your neighbor's wife?
Yes.
You know what? You better marry her. Then it'll be okay.
Yeah, that's great for all parties involved.
It's all good. And don't fucking eat any shellfish.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen.
Don't eat shellfish.
Well, you don't. You don't eat shellfish.
I see. God made me immune
right
to that.
Well,
or more susceptible to that, actually.
The opposite of immune.
Right. God, what's going on here on Facebook? Okay, anyway. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
I never have that chat on.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
Somehow that chat was on. And
I'm afraid of people finding me.
Yeah, I go on the internet to stay away from people.
Right.
So,
yay.
Follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving, over the social medias.
Did you see that? I threw something up on Facebook. Did you see that? The parade of ninnies with the Confederate flags tied to their pickup trucks.
Oh, I think we both put that up on Facebook.
I checked. I didn't see that you had. Oh, shit. Well,
there's a group of, God don't like ugly? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's it. Did you watch the video? It's
pretty
funny.
Did we both put up the exact same link?
Well, we might have. I looked. I didn't see you had put it up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I did my due diligence, but I guess, you know.
I don't actually think it's
the medication.
I don't know if the second one has dropped yet.
Dropped.
Ladies and gentlemen. So maybe just one copy of it has dropped on the Facebook. Yeah, there were some assholes parading around in Georgia?
Yes.
Which, by the way, you know the Georgia state flag.
Right.
While we're all taking a look at the stars and bars everywhere.
Fuck you.
The the actual flag of the Confederacy.
Right.
Was, I don't even remember what it was, but it was like a white field with a red corner or something like that. But the Georgia state flag is that exact same flag with just like a seal dropped into the corner. Not a, but like yeah, a, yeah. Like a, like a seal.
I wish
official,
it was a seal.
An official seal.
Right.
You but know, that has laurel leaves and shit.
But that has the stars and bars on it, right? Or no? They take
no,
it off?
No, no. I don't think it does. But it, the, it is the actual Confederate flag. Like
no.
The stars and bars was the battle flag, right, of the northern whatever, some northern,
the northern aggressors,
the northern,
the evil,
no, the guys who were fighting the northern aggressors,
right.
Right at
the good guys,
and they somehow that got that flag got resurrected.
Like Jesus, my favorite, who's white.
In
fuck
fact,
you
Newt Gingrich, you might remember him.
What a great guy, what a luminary.
Has even said that, well, you know, maybe we should just think about changing the Georgia flag.
Shit.
Because it's three stripes. It's red, white, and red, three big stripes, and then a blue field. And in the blue field of the Confederate flag was the 13 stars, or however many stars they had up there that said, fuck you, we're leaving.
Right.
And all that Georgia did was drop something, some like bullshit in the middle of it and said, no, well, that's our new flag.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the actual Confederate flag.
Not a lot of artsy types there. Design's not their strong points. Bunch of rednecks, trailers, guns, Chick-fil-A, Georgia.
And now Newt Gingrich, who, frankly, I'm surprised he didn't run this time.
He's alive.
Does he have videos and books to sell?
Yeah. I mean, look at the size of him, too. What did he say? He was like, oh, yeah, we should change that flag. Did he say that while he was hanging out in a brothel?
Well,
sipping whiskey?
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Oh, shit.
What a name for a newspaper that is, huh?
Right.
He's from Georgia, I guess.
Right.
Newt was a congressman from the Georgia. And...
yeah, he was. loved he was, in Georgia.
He I was mean. On with Chuck Todd.
Yeah.
And said, you represented Georgia. You represented this divide on what the Confederacy was about. When you hear this stuff, how do you respond? He said, I joined Democrat Zell Miller 13 years ago in saying the Georgia flag had to be changed.
Wow.
It's very clear.
Oh, shit.
I think that it may well be changed now that people are into a new cycle, he said.
No. His real reason was that I decided to agree with him because I had somebody talk to me about it and decided it was a more profitable position to take. It'll sell more books for some fucking reason.
I think that may be changed now, he says. But it's crazy for Amazon to come along and say, here's an educational game about Gettysburg, which is used widely in schools to teach people to think and to take that down.
Wait, listen.
Let's erase our history and pretend it never occurred. He said, you can't say that.
Listen.
But it's true. But
there's plenty of Confederate flags out there.
Right.
Amazon can take all theirs down. It's not going to make a fucking difference.
Well, and some of these games that got pulled, or some of these video games where it ain't actually history.
Oh, really?
The reason they're waving the stars and bars around.
Yeah.
So, for the most part, you know, I guess if there's some of these war games where... If you want to be the South, you can. You know, they're still using those because that's kind of historically accurate. That's different than, you know, putting a tattoo on your tit of the stars and bars. But if you go to our Facebook page, we'll have you can see the link to the video. It is some of these assholes had an impromptu pickup truck parade.
God, I mean, let's go mudding.
Driving around with Confederate flags.
Fuck you.
And there was a police car blocking the intersection.
Dude.
So they had sanctioned this parade of assholery.
The South. Speechless. I don't even know what to tell you. Fuck them.
Dalton.
Yeah, Dalton, Georgia. That's where you make carpet. That's the carpet capital of the fucking world.
Is it?
Lovely place. What do you think? You think it's so nice to have a house right next to a carpet factory?
A carpet mill?
Yeah.
Carpet factory? What do they call them?
Home of the carpet munchers. You didn't know that?
Right. That would have been the new group formed after Friday.
Right. They taken over Dalton.
The video... whoever shot the video is mocking these assholes, rightfully so.
He's hilarious. Did you watch it?
The narrator,
this guy's funny,
says they've got a goddamn day for Confederate flags. I wonder what kind of parade we can have.
Right.
And then he says they get the roads blocked off, which is true. It's a bunch of assholes in pickup trucks doing nothing but waving Confederate flags.
It's a shitty parade. I've been to great parades. They're beautiful floats, dancers, candy. Festive.
And these fucking morons, they're driving their trucks around like they're the Shriners in their little teeny cars. Just going,
I know.
And these figure eights and everything.
They love it.
And, you know, challenging my atheism.
Right. I know.
These motherfuckers get into a wreck. They slam into each other. I don't know if anyone
beautiful.
Was hurt or not. Well, I hope not.
Who gives a fuck?
Gosh, I hope my wonderful fellow human beings that were driving around.
Not one shit was given.
I hope they're okay.
Yes.
You know, none of them have Obamacare.
Right. Please don't die off and make the world a better place with your absence.
Or probably all of them have Obamacare or something.
Yeah.
They're all on fucking food stamps.
Yeah, sure. Fucking asshole.
So yeah, go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
There's a few trailers empty in the old park.
And you can see...
After that there accident.
See that?
It's just beautiful. It's just like a beautiful moment. I watched that and I was like,
There's a lot of bathing in butt hurt that's been going on. Although, today, we can get to the headlines. SCOTUS. SCOTUS might have given us a nice handy.
Yes, thank you.
But as they were leaving, they zipped up our pubes into our zippers because they delivered a couple.
Never thought about it that way.
It's not going to ruin the previous event.
Right.
But it, you know, complicates things a little. They had a couple of decisions that came out today and one decision on a case they're going to take that doesn't look good.
No.
For if you're a fan of... affirmative action, but let's check the headlines. Let's see if that might be I think that might be one of the headlines.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, soaring high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June 29th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines.
I had to speed up that headline part.
Bam! That was perfect.
What we're doing, Periscope, is
wonderful timing.
Music playing. We're trying to hit the music at the exact time.
Hitting the post. We're professionals.
I was wrong on the headline. I thought it would be about the SCOTUS, so we'll get to the SCOTUS decision.
SCOTUS.
But the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Is a photograph of a rather sullen. Aww. I guess sullen.
He's sad.
Although. This ain't the most vibrant person on the planet.
Right.
Angela Merkel.
Oh,
Angela
yes.
Merkel.
She's a real Debbie Downer.
How do you pronounce G's in German? Angela.
Angela Merkel.
It's not Angela, right?
No, I don't know. What a horrible name.
Angela.
I mean, no offense to her, but Angela.
Angie Merkel.
Angie.
it says Merkel's Mayhem. You know, she started a roller derby team.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's called Merkel's Mayhem.
It's
I'm
big
sure
in
this
Germany.
Has to do with delivering a big giant clit slap to Greece. Yep. If Greece leaves the Eurozone in the coming days, it will be the result of decisions made by German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
That is nothing worse than a German clit slap.
More than any other institution or leader. So on her bosom is the is the fate of Greece.
Speaking of her bosom, is it true she has a Confederate flag tattooed to it?
I don't know.
No?
We don't know. It says Germany will likely be the deciding factor. You know, they have a cute name for it now. What? They're calling it the Grexit. The Greek exit. I want to fucking puke.
The Grexit.
The news. You could have two words. You could say Greek exit.
No, Brangelina.
It's
fuck
right.
You.
It's not fucking Brangelina or...
it's gross.
Whatever.
By the way, Merkel, whatever her name is, would never have a Stars and Bars tattoo to her tit because Germany don't fuck around with that shit, right? You can't have that hate shit just laying around.
Right. Not like the United States where you motherfucking knuckle-dragging ass wipes can fly your goddamn Stars and Bars over your house.
Feel free to be a bigot.
Or on your truck or on your titty as much as you want. Nobody is going to stop that. But, you know, we don't want it hanging over the courthouse.
Right.
We don't want it hanging over state-funded facilities.
And you better be lucky you're not in France or Germany, because homie don't play that.
And homie don't play that. You try to get a swastika on your titty in Germany.
Nein!
I mean, it's your titty. It's hidden. But try to get wear a swastika t-shirt in Germany.
You never saw that episode of Hogan's Heroes?
You might get a ticket.
Actually, it would have been fine in Hogan's Heroes. Probably.
Probably.
If, you know, depending on if it was the right character or not.
Hogan's Heroes, ladies and gentlemen, especially to our...
Periscopers.
Our Periscopers, who are probably skew younger.
Who was in that? Bob Crane?
Bob Crane. It's from the 60s? TV show? Late 60s? It's in color.
Everyone knows Hogan's fucking Heroes.
It's in color. I don't know. I'll bet that's
people under 30 out of 10. How many know?
At your next comedial meeting.
Yes.
When you go out to practice your art.
Sure. Oh, God.
Do a survey to the younger crowd there and see how many of them know what Hogan's Heroes
is. I am not
is.
Getting...
I'll bet you'll be...
I'm not getting along with them right now.
You talked about... with all of them?
Just the younger ones.
You talked about... you did a Don Knotts joke one time for somebody, and they looked at you like...
You were there. The guy was like, who the fuck is Don Knotts? I was like, this little shithead. I was doing some fucking frat house thing. Somebody wanted to go over my material with me. So I was like, oh, God, I'm getting $120. I guess that I got to sit down and tell this 22-year-old my joke. And he was like, yeah. And I have something about Don Knotts. I don't even remember. He's like, Don Knotts. He looked at me with a blank fucking idiot face. I was like, I could change it to somebody else that recently died. And I did the crocodile hunter. Dude got stabbed with a stingray.
That's right.
Timely.
Fresh off the news.
Yeah.
So
who the fuck is Don Knotts? I'm an atheist, so take this with a grain of salt, but burn in hell.
So that's
really?
The headline over at the Huffington Post is, you know, if even today our stock exchange was doing a little Twitter, and was down because everybody's worried about what's going to happen with Greece. Greece, I think today, tomorrow, maybe the day that they owe like $1 billion payment.
Nah, fuck it. Do what I do. Fucking just don't pay AT&T. Let them send you some fucking angry texts.
And well, I think they're past the angry text.
Oh, really?
Part, and not that's it. That's what they don't know is they wonder what they're gonna. What's going to happen? That's why Angela Merkel has it in her fist.
I got a text from AT&T. It says, oops, life happens. Looks like you forgot to pay your bill.
Oh, really? Oh,
fuck
that's
you.
That's the early one.
Periscopers, I did the bird at you. I was actually doing it at my phone, which is, you know, how AT&T talks to me. It was not directed towards you.
It wasn't directed at you.
Hope you can all speak English. He's watching.
So let's dumb it down. Dial our calendars back a few hundred years. Thousand.
Fuck you.
Years. And see what the headline over on the Drudge Report is.
What? Fuck off.
And they are talking about Supreme Court decisions over there.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know about this one.
What?
This is a different decision that must have either come down after the ones I heard or whatever. But this is... the voting, there was election news.
Yes.
The Supreme Court decided to uphold Arizona's congressional districts. They decided not to review a different election case. Okay, so by not reviewing this case, they allowed people to participate in voter registration drives without having people prove citizenship.
Oh, okay. What about all the voter fraud, though? What are we going to do about that?
Well, that's it.
Shit.
The case Kobach versus the Election Assistant Commission was about whether Arizona and Kansas could require voters to prove their citizenship when registering to vote using the so-called federal form.
Oh.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who is really, if you find a seven-month-old dead hyena in a swamp, lift up its tail.
Oh, no.
And scoop out the gel that used to be its anus.
Oh.
That's Chris Kobach.
Wait, can you repeat that one more time? Can we have the court reporter read that back, please? The stenographer.
It's the rotted gel of a former...
I love it.
Hyena anus in a swamp. He's the guy who's just trying to make it so nobody browner than a marshmallow can vote. And all kinds of other heinousitude that's going on there.
So, like, are you telling me there's another shithead in charge of Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Him and Brownstein.
Gross.
Happily holding hands as they skip through the tulips and shit on the state.
Ooh, that'd make a great vine.
So he lost. Chris Kobach. Ha ha ha, lost.
You lose. Have fun.
And so by not hearing the case, the Supreme Court upheld the decision of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled against Arizona and Kansas. So they do not have to pinky swear and show that they are citizens.
Right.
When they are registering these people to vote, you can show your state-supplied ID or whatever.
Okay.
They assume that if you've got a, a driver's license.
I guess people in Kansas before this thought that people were searching for fake IDs. So they could vote. That's what Democrat voters do.
Oh, by the thousands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you look at some of the morons that comment on our Facebook page, whenever we talk about voter laws and voter restriction, that's what they talk about. Oh, well, you guys. First of all, they bring up the 60s in Chicago.
Okay.
Which, guilty.
Yes.
Yes. But now they just keep saying, well, there are still people who say that Obama would not be president if it weren't for voter fraud. He won by like 5 million cunting votes. So,
yeah.
5 million votes were fraudulent? You're so full of shit.
And there's another Republican president who is elected with a very narrow margin, too, in the not too recent history. Who was that? I don't remember.
They didn't even count them all.
No, absolutely not. You know what? And the presidency worked out fine, didn't it? He was around for two terms. Light us into a war.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, my God.
George W. Bush, ladies and gentlemen, with his famous, fool me once, you can't get fooled again.
God, that's insane. Is now a good time to say adios to the Periscopers?
We can say bonsoir.
Ta-ta.
To the Periscopers. Down Periscope, thanks for joining everybody. If you want to follow us on Periscope for the first parts of the show, go to our Twitter stream, @crabdiving, one word, and then you can go to, you'd see where we tweeted out, and you can follow that shit. And now you can go to the website, too, I guess, and watch us if you're not... out and about, if you're in front of a regular old PC screen.
Yes.
You can take us in there, too. So the Drudge Report is worried about the non-decision of the Supreme Court by not taking up this voter rights law. This is a win. Okay, this is a win. This will mitigate a little bit of some of the shitty decisions that the SCOTUS also delivered today.
Yes.
They had one bad one was they ruled against President Barack Hussein Obama and that evil, heinous, horrible, oppressive entity of the Environmental Protection Agency. had to do with certain quality, air quality bullshit. The stuff. Like, basically, they're saying, wah, the EPA shouldn't tell us what to do. And the SCOTUS said, yeah, we agree. 5-4, I believe, decision against the power plant rules. Yeah, by the way, I think the three heinous decisions today.
Yes.
5-4, 5-4, 5-4.
Oh, wow.
It's not a partisan court at all.
And why would the decision about the clean air be partisan at all? I mean, wouldn't you want that at Vile Experience? I mean, what do you like best about breathing shitty air?
I've been doing it for 15 years now. Yeah. Probably knocked a decade off my life with this Los Angeles air.
Yay.
The EPA case looked at their regulation of mercury and other emissions from power plants.
Not important. Boring.
Emissions.
Who gives a shit? we just want to fucking breathe like everybody else. God.
And the opinion, of course, was written by Scalia.
Gross.
EPA strayed well beyond the bounds of reasonable interpretation, concluding that cost is not a factor relevant. So what they're saying was that the EPA now has to do cost-benefit analyses before they come out with these regulation of power plants. So if they say, you can't put this many tons of bullshit into the air anymore.
Right.
The plant has to say, but it's going to cost us money.
Fuck off.
But what if it costs us money? It's great.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, don't they make shitloads of money, these power plants?
Well, yes.
You're going to have to take some of your profits and put it into your business so it doesn't fucking kill me.
Right.
Fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. Just kill us. Why don't you just kill us? Instead of with your pollution, why don't you send armies out with guns and knives and shoot and stab us to death? Why don't you do that? It'll be quicker.
Kagan, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor.
Sotomayor.
Wrote scathing dissent that argues that the EPA did consider the costs. Just not in the initial stage, whether they determine whether to regulate them in the first place. So now, you know, they're just trying to make it harder for the EPA. You know, the right wants to get fucking rid of the EPA, which the Environmental Protection Agency, they want to get rid of it. They want to get rid of it.
These little bitches on the right, these GOP little assholes, they got big balls when it comes to this shit. But what happens when the apocalypse is here and you can't breathe?
They think they won't be here. Or the rich ones, have enough money, they'll go somewhere where the air is clean.
I mean, they don't, this is what I don't understand. You don't care about the earth for your future generations, which you want to make everyone have. You want to make everyone have all these babies and not get abortions. So what? They can grow up and the environment looks like China over here? Right. What's the point?
Right. Even China's cleaning shit up.
Oh, my God.
Because they're, you know, you could take a pitchfork to their air.
Yeah.
On some days.
What's Barack Obama doing about this shit? Does he not care?
He tried, and he got sued and lost.
Oh, God. Try harder, Barack.
That activist court.
Maybe instead of doing Mark Maron, you should have put an afternoon in on this, because I don't want to choke to death on whatever.
He put a lot of afternoons in on this. Did you see also on Facebook that Rick Santorum said something similar?
Yes.
Over the weekend. And he's getting bitch slapped on our people.
What did he
people
say?
Don't like Rick Santorum on our Facebook
Well,
page.
People don't like Rick Santorum. We learned that in Iowa. He went to speak. Nobody showed up. He's running for president.
He said that he thinks that the president should be spending all this energy that he's spending on this global warming bullshit.
Oh, yes.
Spend it on supporting traditional marriage.
Fuck you. Hey, Santorum, eat a big fucking dick with a fork, you stupid asshole.
So he thinks that the president, first of all, has been spending a lot of time on gay marriage. I don't know that the president has been waking up in the morning and legislating hard and making phone calls for the gay marriage.
Well, he might have. I mean, it is someone's human fucking rights.
He's not doing it.
Well, yeah, he's telling people. I mean, what's it like? I mean, I wonder how it works. Does he look at his to-do list every morning at a legal pad and he's checking shit off? He's like, hey, what's up with this gay marriage shit? Why is it still, are we fucking around? And then finally they got to it?
I think that's Biden.
No, is it Biden?
Did you see the tweet that,
don't fuck with Biden.
Biden's wife tweeted out, I'm paraphrasing, but that Joe has a rainbow flag tied around his neck and is running around the White House high-fiving people.
He might be. Do you think he is?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Why can't Joe and Bernie Sanders run together? Why is that bad?
You know, nobody's talking about Joe.
Two old white guys.
It's perfect. It's interesting that nobody's talking about Joe, the vice president.
Why are people hating on Joe? He's anti-gun.
He's anti-gun.
I love the guy.
He's very liberal. I'd fucking vote for Joe. I don't know if I'd vote for him over Bernie.
No, definitely not. Sorry, Joe.
Bernie first. And if Bernie loses in the primary, you know, I'll grudgingly vote for the Democrat.
Right.
Morons on Facebook.
Yes.
Which drives me crazy.
Ugh. I listen, all these people on Facebook, I've had it with you, especially Southerners. Fuck off.
So it's totalitarian. Just know they can't comprehend that we're big Bernie supporters here. However, should Bernie lose the nomination?
Yes.
We're not going to not vote for Hillary because we don't like her.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not going to cast a vote for Marco Rubio?
Right.
Or what's another dickhead?
If I can't have Bernie, it's Santorum all the way.
Huckabee.
Huckabee.
Huckabee's my man. If I can't have Bernie. Chris Christie.
Ridiculous.
I'm going to vote for him and that big moose knuckle in his pants. And
Chris Christie, who has joined.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Did he really? I thought he was already running.
Not officially.
Oh, I hate these guys. Oh, I just hate him so much.
Not my
official announcement. Look at me.
Yeah, today, to a lot of screams of who gives a fuck, I guess.
Right.
Chris Christie dropped some video. Not as weird as Jindal's from last week, by the way. We talked about that, right?
Jindal's, I don't know.
Bobby Jindal had some, like, fucking squirrel's eye view. Like some,
oh, yes.
Some creepy hidden cameras, God, in the trees. As
forget
he
about it.
Took his kids out to sit in their backyard down in, you know, some heinous part of Louisiana.
I'm sure
it's a lovely part of Louisiana.
Made me think that maybe he's got, like, a film student mistress. And she was like, I want to shoot your and put together and edit your campaign video and make it really neat.
Somebody needs to be fired, whoever gave him the idea for this.
So
because
stupid.
It's creepy.
Yes.
And the kids give zero fucks when he announces, your mommy and I got together today to... And by the way, don't a couple of those kids look a little too old the way he's talking to them?
Do you think they'll vote for him?
Do you know what I mean? Like, doesn't he have, like, young, like, tweens, like 12, 13 or something? Aren't they a little old to be like, mommy and daddy are going to be... You know, I don't know. Anyway.
He should have rented some tweens for the ad.
I'm sure he was scripted.
Oh, yes.
On exactly what to say during this.
My God.
And he's like, we've decided to run for president.
Oh, shut up.
What do you think about that? And one kid even shrugs like,
ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And points at a turtle. Did you watch the whole video?
No.
There's a point where one of the kids is like, there's a turtle over there.
Good God.
There's the turtle. Moving like turtles do.
Slowly.
Is far more fascinating to the kid than his dad running for president.
Dude, I guarantee you his kids hate him.
Who cares?
They must hate him. He's a dick. And they won't vote. When they become voting age, they won't vote for him, I guarantee you.
And your kids don't know for fuck all.
No, the kids
at that
might
age
know
about whether running for president, how it affects them or not.
How old would you have to be to realize that we don't want the rest of the country to be ran like, say, Louisiana?
Well, they're getting there.
I mean, shit. What a shithole.
And, you know, what age do you start asking your kids for input? Like, do you think they should run? Like, I mean, teenagers, it's going to wreck their lives.
No, you don't talk to your... No, you don't ask your teenagers. They're stupid. I mean, no offense.
You don't give them decision?
No! Fuck no. No, go play with your iPod.
You don't tell them, warn them that
no,
they're going to be, everything they do is going to be analyzed too, so you fucking stay in line, you little asshole.
No, you lock it down. You lock it down.
Well, that's it.
You drop an EMP in their bedroom and it takes out all iPhone computers. Don't let them talk to social media. Just, you got to lock them in a basement until you're done running. You know what? And for that matter, Bobby Jindal should lock himself in a basement until he's done running. I guarantee you, if he ran for president and just kept his name on there, avoided every single debate, did not make one press appearance, only put out, like, statements and releases, he would have a bigger percentage at the end of all this. He would find more votes than he would had he done otherwise, if he just shut up and didn't say anything.
Probably, yeah. He's pretty low on the on the polls. I mean, he didn't
just be quiet.
He didn't. Trump got a bump. Trump was in second in a national poll, in a Fox News poll from last week. But Jindal still down in like the 1% range. Crickets. Jindal is voting for Jindal.
Oh my God! Speaking of Trump, did you see that shit about him on Donald Trump on NBC severing ties?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love that
division story too. Yeah, they've kicked him off.
Yeah. Ha ha ha! I love that.
The other SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
Two other SCOTUS deals. We can get to the.
Yes.
I've got the Trump story.
We can SCOTUS it up.
I've got a.
Did Scalia wear a toga with laurels around his big fat head when he was making this dissent or whatever he did?
He loved this one. It's an ascent.
He was so happy that he even was able to find his penis.
So bad news on the EPA. Also bad news on the death penalty.
Oh, shit.
5-4 decision. The court ruled against three death row prisoners in Oklahoma.
No.
Who sought to ban a controversial drug that they used during the lethal injections. 5-4 decision, a gain, exactly as you would think it would be. Breyer, yes. Sotomayor, Kagan, and Ginsburg.
Kegel.
Sane. And 5-4 Republicans who are into punitive punishment. Killing people.
But there's all this research and evidence that shows the death penalty is works. It's a deterrent.
Oh, it does, yeah.
In right. Bizarro land.
Always happens when somebody's in a fit of rage when they catch somebody fucking their wife.
Oh, yes.
That's the first thing they think.
Yes.
I'm not going to kill you because I might get the death penalty.
Right.
Fucking morons.
Hey, did Scalia talk about the mummers in this dissent? No. Or ascent?
He's happy with this decision. Okay. I think he might have kept it civil.
No weirdness.
But two of them,
yes,
Breyer and I'm trying to remember Ginsburg. Right. I can't find the story.
Breyer and Sarah Jessica Parker.
But it was Breyer and Ginsburg who said in their dissents that we don't even think the death penalty is constitutional.
What?
Like in the first place. Like they right. believe it should be revisited. And then two of the pro let's kill people judges.
Perfect.
Think we should just, you know, let's just kill more people.
Oh yeah. That'll make the world a better place,
like,
right?
They think there should be less restrictions, I guess, on what you use to kill people.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible people sitting on the bench.
What
right
about
now.
A car? Can you run over somebody with a car? Can you do that?
And then the other decision,
they're going to just drop a toaster in a hot tub,
that went well.
Yes.
So we got EPA fail, lethal injections fail. For today. I guess we had good news.
Yes.
On, the voter registration. Good news. No, bad news on affirmative action.
Ah, shit.
They agreed to take up a case for the next session about affirmative action in college.
Uh-oh.
For college admissions. And everybody that is pro-affirmative action is saying what you just said. Uh-oh. That means that doesn't bode well.
But why do we need affirmative action if, number one, racism's gone? Homophobia's gone.
There you go.
Xenophobia's gone. We don't need any of that shit.
That's their point.
Men and women are paid the exact same amount. No, wait, they're not.
Ooh. And then one more good news.
Yes.
We'll end our SCOTUS break on the good news.
Dee 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 dee.
Gerrymandering.
Ooh.
In a case, I think from here in California.
Oh, shit.
And again, in the time it takes me to look this up, I'll be able to just remember what it's.
Well, that's a big deal. Gerrymandering sucks big dick.
Well, that's the thing. And here in California, we created through the voting process, the referendum process, this panel,
right?
Which we said, "Fuck your gerrymandering." We're taking it away from the legislature, and we're giving it to a nonpartisan panel that will divide up the districts of California by population and equal representation, not by oh, look, there's a pocket of brown people over here. Cut them in half so that we dilute the Democratic vote, which is, and it happens on both sides.
Right.
But right now, it's just a heinously obvious that the direction of the country as a whole does not reflect the fucking assholes that are in Congress because of these gerrymandered districts. We're not the right-wing flag, stars and bars waving country that everybody kind of thinks we are. It's really more liberal than that.
Yeah, and by the way, I know liberals do it too, and Democrats gerrymander too, but the difference is our side, and I'm sure our listeners will agree with us, are right.
You're right.
We have we do, though. We have the moral high ground on all these fucking issues.
Yeah, arguing for people's rights, I guess, to expand people's rights.
Expanding voter rights. I don't know. What's the worst thing? What's the worst agenda a liberal has?
Killing babies.
Okay, that's one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, but it's not a baby. I mean, it's a clump of fucking cells.
Well, to me,
honestly.
Yeah. Right. And we all have problems with late abortions. Nobody, this is what, another bullshit. There's a tiny percentage of abortions are done after 20 weeks. By the time you're 20 weeks pregnant, you really know you're fucking pregnant for the most part. Unless you're one of these like morbidly obese, you can't tell, and you don't have periods anyway, and you know, or
like
other
Chris
reasons.
Christie, he hasn't had a period in 20 years,
but I don't know about that. But the late abortions, it's a lot of times where they find out something's heinous, or the baby's died, or something horrific,
or the health of the mother's affected.
Meanwhile, there's a video.
Have the baby anyway.
I don't know if it's recent or not, but I just saw it flying around the Facebook sphere that, they have these assholes that hang out outside the abortion clinics and harass the poor people.
I hate these people
walking
so
in and
much.
Out. And a guy was taking his wife. They had a baby that they wanted to have. The baby literally was dead inside of her. Oh. Had was not going to survive.
How horrible.
She was going to this clinic to have this procedure done, and these vile creatures were yelling at her about the life that she's taking.
What are these people fucking doctors? They got a lot of fucking nerve, man.
Just disgusting. And the husband read him the riot act.
Oh,
There's a video of him. I don't know. I might be in jail.
All right, me too.
I can't guarantee. I'm nonviolent, but goddamn, you do something that heinous, holy fuck! It would be really hard for me not to pop some old white lady in the teeth if she's yelling at my wife or girlfriend or whatever, whoever I'm there to support.
Yeah,
who's having a procedure done?
It's your business. It's not these fucking protesters. They're narcissists.
And
look
not everybody
me,
going
look
in
at
there.
Me.
Some people are going in for pap smears.
Yeah. Why is that a bad thing? Why are you protesting that, stupid?
I don't. Why should you have to scream? I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. As you're running in,
you should be able to walk in there like a normal person and fucking have. You know, most people. You think if you have to have a late term abortion, you think it's fun?
Well, yeah, right.
You think it's a big fucking party?
Right. I don't think they're like, woohoo, I'm going to go suck this baby out of me.
It's what I always wanted to do with my afternoon. Now these fucking people are protesting. You're like, yes, I agree. I don't want to do this either.
Heinous, horrible, disgusting people.
Yes.
but yeah, we are, on the side of right. So the...
all the time. I mean, shit.
So the gerrymandering...
We're always right.
Today, and this was kind of a surprise because with this conservative ass fuckwad court and and the way they've kind of voted on, Hobby Lobby and Citizens United and things like that. Yeah, on the social issues, granted, we got the gay marriage and stuff, and they did save Obamacare, but they only saved Obamacare because it was just a moronic attack on it. It wasn't. I don't think Roberts is like, woohoo, I get to save Obamacare. I think he was like, fuck, we can't kill Obamacare on this, guys. We can't. We just can't.
Well, that Rush, something like, what did Rush Limbaugh say? He goes, John Roberts, he made a decision based on something he thought after he read it. Right. What the fuck else are they supposed to do, you fucking idiot? Based on their interpretation. Yeah.
Well, the Roberts' whole point was, look, the law was written to create these exchanges. And a drafting error. Everyone agrees that the intent of those writing it was to create it. If you go on four words.
Yes.
Set up by the state or created by the state.
Okay.
that they were saying, well, the state isn't the one that sets it up. It's the federal. What about the ones that have the federal exchange that the states didn't do it? And they're like, well, they meant state, like the state, the government, the state.
Right, right.
Let's change the word. But no, the Tea Party. No, this is it. It's Obamacare. We're going to finally get it. Woo!
God.
Ridiculous. No, I wouldn't want one of your stupid laws to go down. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't celebrate.
Yeah, we might.
If it didn't get taken down, you know, I wouldn't. I would think it's ridiculous. It should go down on merit. Don't go down on a drafting error.
Yeah. It's a waste.
And then
it's a waste of fucking time.
And you might even, you know, sit and cross your fingers and stuff. But then when they vote the right way, okay, they voted the right way. But they're ready to tar and feather Roberts. He's a rhino. They can't handle it. The good news on the redistricting stuff, these commissions are allowed now.
Awesome.
They were trying to say that, no, the Constitution says that it's got to be the legislature and the Supreme Court decided that, well, the legislature represents the people. If the people are voting to put together these commissions, same thing.
Yeah, we got to have them.
Right. And especially in states where they've set up a referendum, you know, that's we bypass our legislature sometimes with referenda. So that's a win for the good guys. We could start having these allegedly bipartisan commissions, at least, that will hopefully start dividing things up by districts, by population and things like that instead of slice. That's what they do. They slice. You look at these. It looks like
spaghetti
cheese stains on the ground. Yeah. These districts are so ridiculously sliced up because they do that. They see, here's a big neighborhood of black people.
Yeah, let's
slice it in half. We'll put half of them in this district, half of them in that district, and then all the Republicans that surround them will dilute that block of black votes so that section of humans is not really getting accurate representation.
Well, so then how do those constituents get what they need for the neighborhoods and communities? They don't. And the Republicans are fine with that? They're okay? But doesn't fucking bother them?
And then they point to them and say they're takers.
Right.
And they're all on welfare. And they're all poor and they're all killing each other.
It's insane.
When you're keeping them poor and keeping them there, you're redlining mortgages and business loans and things like that.
So I shared something to my wall that you put on Facebook, something about the big oil, something about oil subsidies and when are we going to start taking care of the poor?
Right.
Like the way we do with the big oil companies?
10 million a minute.
Oh, my God.
Are the subsidies that go to big oil, right?
Right. But what's up with, you know, demonizing people on welfare and being punitive against poor people? But you're going to give 10 billion a minute or whatever it is? What is it, 10 million?
10 million.
That's a shitload.
$10 million a minute goes to big oil subsidies.
But nobody wants to give. Let's drug test the people on welfare. Fucking ridiculous.
This is globally. It says big oil companies are benefiting from global subsidies of $5.3 trillion a year, which is equivalent to $10 million per minute every single day.
Perfect.
Conversely, in 2012, the average American taxpayer making $50,000 per year. Paid $36.
Oh my God.
Towards the food stamp program that whole year.
Wow.
The whole year. So shit. These assholes screaming, the welfare is what's taking the country down. Of the taxes you paid, you pay a little sea hair of it for these bailout programs.
What do they
like
think? It's just such a fucked up attitude toward poverty. It just really is.
The Republicans use it brilliantly to demonize poverty, to demonize being poor. If you're poor, you obviously are lazy.
Yeah, is that the deal?
Yeah, that's
like
it.
You did something to get yourself there. Meanwhile, if you're wealthy, obviously you're a good person.
Exactly.
Because your efforts led to all this success.
Right.
That's so stupid.
And when I pass my billions down to the...
My shitty kids.
Screaming beasts that crawled out of the vagina of my wife.
Like a Conrad Hilton,
they
right?
They earned all that money. How dare you?
Well, I mean, look, Conrad Hilton's going to pass all this money down to his wonderful kids. Paris. What is it? Nikki. What's that shithead's name? The kid that got...
Conrad.
Oh, that is Conrad.
I think it is Conrad the 18th or some bullshit or something.
Was it
like
Thurston Hilton? Is
yes.
The guy?
It should be.
I mean, all that money is getting passed down to those horrible people.
Heinous.
Oh, the worst human beings on the fucking planet.
He had to just get talked down. If you listen to the Hollywood Hick here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Sevens.
He didn't like them.
There was... Conrad Hilton, the young shit, just again... He right. was the one who was dragged off the airplane screaming, "You're all peasants, and my father will get me out of this. I'll make a phone call, and I'll get out of this," and things like that. And he recently had to get talked down out of somewhere. Like, he went to his ex-girlfriend's house or something, and they yeah. called the police, and they had to call his dad. The police called his dad to talk him down. How fucking different is that?
That's a lot different
than a black kid
yeah.
screaming and yelling. Who's going to talk him down?
Well,
Uncle Smith and Wesson are going to talk him down.
Well, to be fair, didn't they phone Eric Garner's parents right before they choked him to death?
Right. Freddie Gray, before they tossed him in the back of that
the trailer.
Paddy wagon. Don't say that. Before they tossed him in the back of that police vehicle.
Right.
They made sure they contacted his parents first.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Right. They contacted his parents.
Right.
They
called his father to come talk him down. Yep.
Amazing.
Billionaires, man.
And what? White. And straight. There you go.
I don't know about the straight part. Oh, but sure. Yeah, all the
but white.
Above. Yeah.
White as fuck. And that always helped, right?
And rich.
That's the most important thing.
White most important, but then rich. I think rich might trump. Look at... It took a lot to bring OJ down.
Sure.
He killed a couple people, and they got him on a technicality.
We don't
later,
know that.
Burglaring.
You said it might be his kid, though. It might be OJ's son that
no,
did
I've
it.
No, I've never said that.
You never said that? Who said that, then?
A bunch of conspiracy theorists on the intranet.
Right. He's protecting his son.
Building 7.
Yeah. Controlled demolition.
Yeah, OJ brought down Building 7.
Oh, yeah.
Simple physics, man. lots going on elsewhere in the world. We were talking a little bit about the clown car.
Yes.
We played the thing already. The Donald Trump.
The hair.
Did indeed, a few days ago, was dropped by Univision. I think we talked about it on Friday's Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com. iTunes or Stitcher.
Yes.
Leave
thumbs us up.
Reviews, yeah.
Good review, please.
Give us your thumbs.
Yes.
The
ouch.
Univision said chingate to Donald Trump.
What does that mean?
Fuck you.
And said, you say that again?
Chingate. Said, we will no longer be running your ridiculous Miss World or Miss Universe. Miss Universe.
Ooh.
On our, or Miss USA on our estacion.
Chingate.
And people were calling for NBC to do the same, and then today,
yes,
NBC Universal said the same thing in English.
Oh.
Fuck you, and has ended the relationship with Donald Trump. Now, that's not the TV station that airs his ridiculous Apprentice.
Right.
That's still going. But NBC did run the Miss Universe pageant and the Miss USA pageant, which we will no longer be seeing on NBC because they said we are going to pull this bullshit.
But that's
what
a bummer.
He said.
That's such a bummer.
And he's doubling down, man. He's they've talked to him already. They've talked to him a couple of times on TV, you know, in interviews and shit. And he's stood by what he says.
He doesn't give a shit.
They don't send their best. They don't send their best to us down in Mexico. Who do they send here?
Rapists.
Right.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. I mean, I assume there's a few good ones.
Oh, my God.
I assume there's a few good ones.
He watched All in the Family and didn't get it.
Right.
He didn't get it. How does that work, though, with The Apprentice? Is he allowed to take that to another production company? Can he take it to Netflix or the whores at YouTube and just put it up there?
Oh, I'm sure some other, Spike or something. Yeah. I'm sure somebody will step up and maybe.
A&E.
Maybe take the, A&E. Is that who has?
The Duck Dicks. They don't care. They don't have any shame. Arts and Entertainment, please. Fuck you. Take this Apprentice. It's perfect for you.
I was trying to find the, I don't have it. I was trying to find the clip of that Miss USA girl who was like,
oh my God.
USA America.
Oh my God. Where she tries to,
she's asked a real hard question, like education or something. Why do you think education, what can we do to help education?
Oh God, it's the best.
I think that USA America.
USA America. She just got confused, man. She got, it happens to me sometimes. My thoughts get all jumbled. But, I'm not Miss USA.
Right.
I don't have that responsibility. I'm not a role model to young girls.
Actually have it.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
That's what's his name from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's the guy who cheated on his wife on his honeymoon.
Mario.
Emilio Estevez.
Mario Lopez.
No, shit. Emilio Estevez is.
Wait, who cheated?
Emilio Estevez was in Young Guns.
Yes.
That has nothing. Mario
Sheen's son.
Mario Lopez?
Mario Lopez. Saved by the Bell.
Right.
With Screech and shit.
Such as the America, South Africa,
That was Miss Teen.
That's beautiful.
South Carolina, by the way, the poor girl. So we'll give her some points off for being a teen.
Are you sure that's not Sarah Palin?
That was not Sarah Palin.
Do you think the Supreme Court should be impeached? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it would be really nice. A couple of them, but...
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
God, and listen, God. First of all, that's NeNe Leakes. NeNe from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
NeNe. I thought it was NeNe.
NeNe. NeNe, NeNe.
The Hollywood hick will tell you.
That's her. She's reading the questions on goddamn, which one. This is Miss Utah's answer.
Have you watched that show, Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I've seen the first season of it back when, was it the first season? When was Don't Be Tardy for the Party? Oh,
don't be tardy for my party.
With that blonde,
the blonde chick married to the football player,
married now to the football player. Yes. Yeah, but at the time she had a sugar daddy, right? Yes. Who was cheating on his wife,
right?
And sending her money. He was some. We know who he is now. He's some real estate developer in Miami.
Are her kids stripping?
He was
yet?
Outed. Yeah, but he was paying for her house and paying for everything.
God.
And meanwhile, he had a wife and kids and shit at home. So it was a big secret. Now she's found a football player.
Yeah. Real brain surgeon.
Society.
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are... seen as the leaders of this, and so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem. Thank you, Utah.
Thank you, sweetheart. You poor thing. Oh, poor Miss Utah. It does sound like Sarah Palin. Yeah. I mean, you're joking, but
It does.
If you play one of those ridiculous word salad smorgasbords that she puts out on her fucking YouTube channel, it really is.
Did you hear what she said about Palin said that she wanted to impeach the Supreme Court or something like that? I mean, good God.
She's upset about the...
SCOTUS.
The SCOTUS.
She's pissed off about marriage, you know? She's an asshole.
I mean, here is...
Sarah Palin has her... Oh,
wait a second.
John McCain, what the fuck? Was he off his rocker or something? See, you know what I think happened? I think John McCain... This is going to sound horrible, honestly. I think something happened. He was at some GOP bullshit retreat. Went and had sex with her.
Oh.
And she was like, Mr. John McCain, I have pictures, and I'll show the world these pictures in the blue dress unless you make me your vice presidential candidate.
Or
and
he was somebody.
Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't. I
don't know.
I think it was a Hail Mary, right? I mean, isn't that what they've kind of said? They looked at the numbers and they knew it wasn't going well.
Yeah, find me a lady.
And they really thought, well, you know, let's try this.
Why didn't you go with somebody different? I mean, surely there had, if they just wanted a female candidate, I mean, there has to be another female Republican that's not her, right?
Because I thought fast food joints. Don't you guys think that they're like of the devil or something? That's what liberals, you want to send those evil employees who would dare work at a fast food joint that you just don't believe in. Thought you wanted to, I don't know, send them to purgatory or something. So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they? I don't know. Why are you even worried about fast food wages?
I mean, I think the Miss America people did better.
How different was that from poor Miss Utah?
Well, I think Miss Utah is more coherent. As you know, what she said made more sense. I don't even know it. Sarah Palin she starts making noises.
Figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to...
Okay, so all that makes
sense so far. In America,
where
minimum wage jobs, they're not lifetime gigs. They're stepping stones to a good job with sustainable wages. It teaches work ethic. We believe in helping Americans climb the economic ladder, not get stuck on that first rung.
She makes more. I guess she's more coherent. But what she's
at that point, she pulled it together. But that first part, they all go vegan.
I don't know.
And I don't know. Picket lines in. Oh, I don't know.
You think if you're a producer on the Sarah Palin fucking network, you're like, okay. We need to approach this differently. We need to maybe write down something for her to say. Because how do you use that if you're a producer? What segment does that go in? Sarah Palin, go vegan.
I don't know. That's why she's gone. Donald Trump, by the way, today said that, he is done with The Apprentice, I think.
Oh, he quit?
Maybe that was his station with The Apprentice. He said it was his decision to leave NBC.
Oh.
I have to do that because my view on immigration is much different than the people of NBC.
God, he's not apologizing for what he said?
They did not want me to run. They wanted me to do The Apprentice. And now with my statements on immigration, which happened to be correct, they are going to take a different stance, and that's okay. Whatever they want to do is okay with me.
You know,
I didn't realize that was his apprentice station. So I guess they've scuttled The Apprentice.
God, I mean, so that...
That's all he had.
That's an interesting tactic, though. When he doesn't consider it a gaffe, maybe, when he said the shitty things about immigration. Like, all Mexican are rapists. So instead of apologizing, he's going to say, I'm right, fuck you.
Right.
Is that how he's going to respond to everything when he's running for president?
Yeah,
that's kind of fascinating.
He's the id of the GOP. He really is. And that's
never apologize.
What a lot of the some of the pundits are even saying, that he's really going to hurt the party.
Oh yeah.
Even more, because he really is even though he's a screaming asshole, he's saying everything that they believe.
Right.
He's just, he just doesn't have the pretty gilding on it. He doesn't, he doesn't put the spin on it. He just spews forth heinous shit. Oh, look, the Mexicans are coming and they're all rapists and they're all killing people. And maybe there's one or two good ones.
There's never any pretty gilding with him.
That's what they think. That's, yeah. Look at Steve King. They're coming over and they have calves the size of cantaloupes from carrying weed.
You know, if you were running for something, for you wanted to get the GOP vote, you know who you meet with? Mel Gibson. Because that guy found something with that shitty movie of his, the Jesus movie, where Jesus gets beat to death.
Yeah, but he pissed the Jews off then, right?
Yeah, but
after that. And with that movie.
I mean, is are any of these right-wing nut job assholes really getting the Jewish vote? I mean, not the Jewish people vote in a block or anything, but I
mean,
that's
weird. It's like they're really, we've talked about it before, they're pro-Israel, but anti-Jew.
Yeah.
They're anti-Semitic.
Know. Right.
They don't like American Jews.
Yeah.
But because a lot of Jewish people tend to be a little bit more on the liberal side.
Listen to this fucking Republican Party, and they all go vegan. And then you got Donald Trump. I mean, it's just an array of fucking assholes. Really. Xenophobia.
A spectacular dickwad. And they're worried that he is really going to pull the scab off. Or not to pull the curtain back, really.
Ouch.
And show
beef curtain
the stars and bars and the swastikas,
right?
And the women beaters and all the just the worst aspect of the GOP.
You know, add to the Scottish decision about marriage. It's just, it's kind of awesome. You know, it's just great, and it just. To me, it makes me feel like we don't have to be so nice to these people on the right who aren't for certain things that everyone should have. Fuck them. Fuck them.
It's that big wah of, we keep getting called intolerant. That's what gets me. Oh, I thought you're one of these tolerant liberals,
no.
Yet you're saying, you're laughing about the people who are upset about gay marriage.
I mean, God damn it. It's like giving a group of people rights that everyone else has. I mean, it's great that it happened, but I mean, Jesus, that's their right.
Well, right. I and mean, and
what the fuck?
And it's the ridiculous bullshit that they come up with to get their base.
And that they haven't lost anything. You don't lose anything. These people have a right to something. It doesn't affect you idiot.
And you don't get to be intolerant. We don't have to tolerate your intolerance.
No, not at all.
We don't have to tolerate, or you can be intolerant, but you can't legislate it. You can't put it into law. You can think gay is icky as fuck. We don't care. You can't legislate it.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't think gay is icky as fuck.
Yeah, and if you put it on Facebook, I get to make fun of you. At will, because you're putting it out there in the public.
Right. They're.
I'm done being nice to these fuckers. Fuck this.
Speaking of, I don't know if this person's ever been nice, but here's a little Limbaugh.
George Takei, who played, what was it, Mr.
Now, first of all.
It's Takei.
He's
Takei.
He's famous enough now. Especially, even since the Star Trek.
Well, Rush can't hear anything, dude. He's Oxycontin'd his hearing away. So he may be thinking he's saying Takei.
Who played, what was it, Mr. Sulu?
Oh, fuck
on
you.
Star Wars. He is a gay activist. He was, Star Trek. Exactly right, Star Trek. Mr. Sulu, I think. Anyway, he's a gay activist, George Takei.
One of those Star movies. What was that shit the kids watch?
Right.
30, 40 years ago.
He's one of these asshole activists that want everybody to have the same fucking rights that everybody else has. Oh, what a dick.
Homosexual activist.
He was on Star Trek. Fuck you, dude.
What was he? Star Wars?
Yeah.
Star Trek?
God, your fucking stomach is fused to the armrest on your fucking chair.
And you wonder why Limbaugh's ratings are plummeting. He just got, again, I read an article recently that within the past couple of weeks, he got booted to another, like from the popular AM station in the area.
Yes.
To the really knuckle draggers do, where, you know, they're having the tradios where they're, where they, you can go and have a swap meet on the air and stuff like that. Like,
what are his
sponsors? Going down to the really, really shitty ones.
Like Miracle Ear?
He's go to
Super Glue.
Hashtag Stop Rush, which is still one of the more popular hashtags on the Twitter. And anytime anyone advertises on that heinous show of his, they get a shitstorm of tweets and social media letters and emails to people saying, why are you sponsoring this hateful fuck?
Miracle Ear and probably the companies that sell gold coins and then Super Glue. Racists love Super Glue. Right. I don't know why.
And now companies where you can get a Confederate flag.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he was on CNN this morning, the bespectacled Ashley Banfield said, there's so much still left to be said regarding the actual press. See, it's never a win. It's never over. There is never happiness on the left. It's fleeting and temporary.
Oh, yes. It's not fleeting, and there's lots of happiness. But you're right. It's never over, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, you're still talking.
It's not over until our boots are on your throat, crushing out your last fucking breath. Nah, I'm kidding.
People still believe like you.
I meant that in a literal sense,
figurative.
No, a figurative sense. Fuck.
But people still believe like you, you fuck. So no, it's not.
The fight isn't over.
The fight ain't over. Black people are still getting shot left and right. There's still racism. There's still homophobia. What is it? Did you think there's suddenly homophobia is gone?
Oh yeah. Ooh, it's gone.
Now that the president put rainbow lights on the fucking White House?
Fire up Facebook. Look at my friends bitching that his friends at his fucking church is going to have an F-word wedding.
Oh, really?
An F-word wedding. I almost screen capped it. I almost screen capped it with his thing on there just to shame the motherfucker.
No churches are being forced to have gay weddings.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. At gunpoint.
I got to look at your timeline now and maybe jump in. Okay.
Oh, dude. I've been out of my mind. In this fucking, quit telling me what Moses said, okay? I don't give a shit.
Ridiculous.
And it is the case with gay marriage. Because Ms. Banfield said, while the Supreme Court has had its say, there's still a lot of messy work that needs to be done in at least 20 of those states that still recognize those bans.
Is that his Ashley Banfield?
That's his. Apparently, he's doing an Ashley Banfield.
I didn't know he was like, you know, a voice guy. Oh, he does voices. Yeah. He's like the dude from Police Academy. Remember him? Wasn't he great? That guy was awesome. He was the best thing about that movie.
There is. I thought this meant that we were all aligned and we were all together and there was love just breaking out all over the country.
No. Listen.
People are listening. Who do you think you're talking to, you fat fuck?
Yeah, yeah. There is love breaking out and all over the country, but not with the right-wing nut jobs because you guys are fucking bigots.
Right. You're what you're saying right now is helping perpetuate the butthurt of your people.
Yeah.
And I thought all that was at stake here was some people who were denied marriage because of their sexual orientation just wanted to be accepted. They just wanted to be included. They want their dignity to be recognized.
Yes.
Okay, well, geez, sorry about that. God, I'm so sorry. I just want my human fucking dignity to be recognized. How dare me?
So he's like, you should just be happy.
Yeah.
You got your marriage. You
right. Yeah, be happy,
you F-words.
No, fuck him. God damn it. Fuck him.
But it's about much more than that. As you and I well know, it's not about being accepted. It's about forcing.
Bullshit.
God.
Nobody wants to fuck you, Rush. Not one gay man on this planet wants to put his dick anywhere near your fat, sweaty, disgusting, partially haired, dripping, horrible, cheap cologne and cigar-smelling, saggy, white ass.
You fucking suck. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you.
It's about redefining. The use of force is involved here. Intimidation, bullying, or whatever.
What?
And George Takei signals there's more to come.
It starts a game!
We're going to grab you and fuck you in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait, Rush. I can't wait till I can storm the EIB network.
George Takei is, how old is he? 80s.
Nearly 70s.
Fucking 80 years old. You know, he's an old guy. He's not... He's not coming through your door. He's not coming to take your rights or your shit. Oh, I just
the
hate
rest
conservatives.
Of her question is this. Those states, George, they still need to be challenged. So is the work of gay rights activists over?
No.
Or do you still see this as a challenge to the finish line?
They're still that's the whole point, you fat fuck. They're still fighting. Those 20 states are still trying to fight. Fucking Texas is the Abbott or the attorney general was like, you guys don't have to give those homos you don't have to marry them if you don't want to because of religious reason. Already lawsuits are starting to fly. Texas, Alabama, couple of districts. And not everywhere. It's not like whole states, even for the most part, surprisingly. Like Dallas, people are married like crazy
Why
already.
Why are we fucking around with Alabama? Fuck this. Been there, done that.
Send
the National Guard.
Goddamn National Guard.
Like and yesterday.
When Rush is talking about forcing, you know what? If you work for the courthouse, yeah. We're forcing you
dipshit.
To hand those two gay people a goddamn fucking
right
license and put your goddamn rubber stamp on it that has nothing to do with your stupid religion.
I will say this. When I was in Florida, in Pensacola, in the courthouse, a gay couple came to get their marriage license. It was kind of, they performed a ceremony in some room at the courthouse. You get a conference room. That's the way you should do these weddings. Get a conference room. It's like $10.
The VFW.
Save yourself some fucking money before your divorce. But you know, it was a nice wedding and I could see like the clerk that was there was courteous and nice, you know, it was fucking awesome.
Right.
So not all these people are fucking assholes. Jeez.
Indeed, we see it as a challenge. It's going to be a new challenge, but we are very mindful of that challenge that still remains. They are now, some of these states are going to try to use the shroud of religious freedom. I believe in religious freedom, and people who argue that are entitled to their freedom, but they do not have the freedom to impose their religious values onto others. I've heard some of the people expressing their comments on the Supreme Court ruling, and they're entitled.
The video is really creepy because Rush, like he and I'd have to play it to show you. He moves around like he's having some kind of like a marionette.
Yeah.
Like he somebody's looks, whole like he's supposed to be sitting there, but he's shaking a little bit and swaying a little bit.
I rarely actually see him. I just hear him on the clips, and then we spend all this time describing what he sounds like. And I looked at him just now. I was like, you know, he doesn't look as bad as I thought. I just looked over there and I expected to see just a big, giant fucking head.
Yeah, not as fat as he used to
be. Yeah, good for him. Congratulations.
expressing their comments on the Supreme Court ruling, and they're entitled to that, but they are not entitled to impose their will on everybody.
You see, this is what's wrong with this. Nobody in the heterosexual world is forcing anything on anybody.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Oh, my fucking God.
You lying piece of shit.
Your Jesus is on our fucking money, dickhead.
Exactly.
The Pledge of Allegiance under God. How dare you? Please.
They're minding their own business and have...
Oh, you are so... How is preventing two people from civilly recognizing their legal union... How is that affecting you?
Yeah.
You're not minding your own business if you're sticking your white, bigoted, fuckwad nose into it.
See, like, that really clouds how I imagine he looks. I feel like he looks like somebody from the Star Wars, the Cantina?
Right.
Greedo got shot to death.
No, he's an old white guy.
He's gross.
And he knows he's going to be on TV, and he's wearing white. He's wearing a white polo.
Well, listen, lest you forget, I'm white.
So he couldn't be whiter.
Sure.
Man. Being something forced on them is what's happening here.
That's not what's happening. You don't get to play that way. Yeah. Is that what you said about black people?
Yeah.
They're making them let black people into their restaurant, Ryan.
Yeah, that's what somebody like him said. If he had been alive back then, yes, he would be saying that, don't you think?
And they did.
They should do a
And they used religion.
Right. You know what I don't understand watching? Because I watched him. I'm looking at that. And he sounds like... you can really hear his voice, and it's very clear. He's not on mic at all.
Oh, that's a condenser. That's probably a $10,000 mic or something. He's got
sitting like 2 feet away from it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him. He's also in a soundproof fancy room. Mic. All right, fuck his room.
I'm sure he's soundproof.
Oh, yes.
So Mr. Takei says, hey,
Takei,
you're free to have your religious beliefs. Have them all you like. I have mine, too. But you can't impose your religious values onto others.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
This is the part where we lose all the redneck, asshole, idiot friends of mine on Facebook. See,
but Mr. Takei and his group can impose their beliefs on you all day, every day, or you will lose your business.
You're giving people human fucking rights that, right. By the way, they should just have anyway. To say we're giving them the right to be human is really fucked.
So he thinks that people should be able to hang a no faggot sign on their restaurant.
Right. Good for
Seriously,
him.
Seriously, if that's against their religion, he thinks that they should be able to say, you know, it's against my religious belief to feed you.
Yeah.
I think you should be stoned to death outside, actually.
Oh, that's what it says in the book of fucking Bullshiticus Moses. 69, this guy's trying to quote me Bible verses. He's like, why don't you do some research on the Bible? I was like, you know what? I'll leave that to you, idiot.
That's it. That's it for Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. What a bunch of jack-offs.
There's a little bit of Rush.
Yeah.
For everybody. Taking a shot at George Takei.
Ugh.
We'll pronounce it correctly here.
How dare Rush? Say it right, dude. I mean, if you're going to talk about that guy through a whole segment, learn how to say his name. You're the fucking news, aren't you? Or are you just a big fat blob monster face?
Alleged.
God, whatever. Just so. Screw him. Here.
On Friday.
No, that's, fuck Rush.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Brian Fisher.
There you go.
Oh, God.
On Friday, the Supreme Court made it easier for people to go to hell. Now, I think that the
Stop it. You know what? When you're listening to that, where you knew he was going to go somewhere with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has the timing. He has no timing. He's laying that premise out. You can see the joke coming a mile down the street. But I didn't. He got me. I didn't think he was going.
I didn't think
he was going full fucking hell.
Oh yeah.
Court made it easier for people to go to hell. Now, am I saying that the Supreme Court sent people to hell? No, I am not.
What?
But I am saying that they now have some accountability before God because they have made it easier for people to reject the truth of the scripture.
By the way, he's reading. He does these prepared statements on his radio program, unlike us.
He doesn't fuck around. Listen, I didn't know sitting on the Supreme Court gave you the decision whether or not someone will burn in hell. Because I want that job. Oh, I want to make some decisions.
Well, they're helping it. They didn't send them to hell. They just put some lube on the starfish.
I just want to let you know the Supreme Court didn't actually send these people to hell.
Right.
What? Okay, thanks, right. Stupid. Looney Tunes.
Thanks for clearing that up.
God, what, is this guy mentally handicapped? What is his fucking problem?
He's talking to the mentally handicapped.
Ugh. How about eternal salvation? This is a serious and a sobering thing. And the Supreme Court, the majority on the Supreme Court, is going to need to answer for this one day. You know, there's a saying out there that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I would suggest that it also may be paved with misguided, immoral, unlawful, and unconstitutional Supreme Court decisions.
You know what? I want to apologize. I should have said, I feel bad. Like, I shouldn't say mentally handicapped. For some reason, it feels fucked up.
Retarded?
No.
Oh.
No. You just can't. Yeah, I don't think you can say mentally handicapped either. That sounds fucked up to me for some reason. But fuck this guy. Fuck Brian Fisher. Just. So,
fuck Brian Fisher.
God, what is his problem?
They're upset. There's a lot of butthurt going on right now. They don't know what to do. They were convinced. Do you know how many of these ninnies, like when I was suffering through the Blaze comments one time recently.
Oh, people are stupid.
It's amazing how many of them, and at WND,
oh, come on,
were 100% convinced that the Supreme Court was gonna outlaw gay marriage.
Why?
They were convinced. They're like, ha ha ha, these liberals think they're going to make the faggot marriage legal.
Right.
But they don't realize that when come June, the Supreme Court, the Lord is going to guide the Supreme Court, and they're going to rule and finally close the door on those homos.
You know what, assholes? Get some gay friends. Grow up, get some gay friends, okay? I don't know what to fucking tell you.
They really thought they were going to win.
Oh, and I see a couple of guys kissing at Denny's. Now I got to explain to my kid. Yeah, you do, because that's your job, right. You fucking asshole. You're a parent.
And there's a bunch of videos there's a bunch of videos on YouTube and shit of kids reacting to learning someone's gay. There's one where they just a bunch of parents were like, sure, you could tell our kids what gay is. And they say... the kid says, wait, a man's going to marry a man? And
right.
The mom says, yep, because they love each other, and sometimes men marry men. Oh, okay.
All right. Time to watch SpongeBob SquarePants.
Exactly. I play with the PlayStation? You know, I mean, they don't give a shit.
And don't let your kids play that PlayStation shit, at least not online, and chat with the fucking asshole.
But if you're screaming hellfire and brimstone, scaring the shit out of them, that's... you know, doing what the Jesus is telling you.
Right. And don't let him play those first-person shooter games. Those are bad.
Well, that's my favorite type.
I know.
When the court acts, it creates...
This is Tony Perkins.
Yes.
The president of the Fuckwad Research Council, Family Research Council.
Oh, great.
Here's part of their reaction. Let me translate it.
It's great.
But he says something really heinous in here.
It's winners and losers. Today, religious liberty was a loser in the eyes of the court. And so there are going to be cases, as we've seen, like with the client who were forced out of business and others who have been forced out of business. That's why the Southern Baptist, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, and others, Dr. Jack Graham, and that statement they released two weeks ago, they're very clear that as Southern Baptists, as pastors, this is not just about churches and pastors losing their rights. It's about standing with the men and women in the pews, whether they be...
Okay,
pump the brakes with the doctors. You hear all these doctors that are getting mentioned, doctor this, doctor that. You're a doctor in what? Bullshittery?
Right.
Fucking relax. Nobody's a doctor.
Firemen, whether they be members of the military or bakers or field, to the heavy hand of government with this illegitimate decision of the court, that they will stand with them, both in prayer and support and even financially with their resources. It's time. We're coming to a time very quickly, Craig, where as believers in Jesus Christ, we're going to have to stand together because there are going to be some who are going to be casualties in this effort if we stand for biblical truth.
Casualty.
What? What kind of... Isn't this a man of God? What does he mean, casualties? Is that a threat?
And maybe, Tony, this is and it's part of God's plan. There has to be a
everything's...
It's mysterious.
A moment. There has to be an example. Something is going to happen monumentally to someone that we didn't think it would happen to. Pastor Jack Graham or one of these big churches is going to get attacked, and it's going to...
Meanwhile, it's not. Three black churches have been torched in the South.
Black.
Three others have burned.
They're just black, though.
From acts of the Lord. But three, definitely, they have... said have been arson. So
okay,
who knows what's going on?
Right. Well, listen, you're gonna take out one. No one's taking out one of these big mega churches.
It's not gonna happen.
I mean, you need an F-14. They're like castles. No one's coming for these idiot Christians. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to
put front and center stage the reality of this decision today, and maybe that's what gets folks finally engaged.
Well, whatever it is. The bottom line for us, Craig, if we are going to be authentic followers of Jesus Christ, we have nowhere else to stand. We must stand on the truth. Now, we speak this truth in love. Our goal for speaking this truth is not to win a debate or prevail in a public policy forum. Rather, it is to speak the truth so that others may come to know the truth. And in this increasingly dark...
the truth what? Of bullshit. That the homos should be stoned to death.
I mean, God, they are just wrapped up in some incredible bullshit.
Listen to what... there's not even a...
hour. It's all the more important that we shine our light so people can see it and see their way to the truth. And with that truth, as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. With that truth, that is the way to the abundant life. And that's our goal and objective. As people try to extinguish that light, as people try to silence that truth.
Extinguish that light.
Silence that truth.
They're silencing us. They're extinguishing us. Because a couple of gay guys are getting married. It's
this
so
guy
ridiculous.
It's particularly scary because he's not dumb. Like he's kind of, I feel like
he's one of the overlords.
Do you hear
evil? Yeah.
You hear how he's not doing that classic right wing nut job thing of mixing the metaphors? Like extinguish the light, silence the truth. I was like shocked because I thought for sure the light would get silenced. that would usually.
Yeah, he's one of the smarter,
George
more
Bush.
Serpentine, evil.
This guy's creepy.
Creepy guys.
That is all the more reason that we must stand firmly and resolutely to speak that truth and let that light shine.
In love. And I guess Charleston is a great example in how they've sent a message to the world and to our Americans about how to handle adversity.
What does that mean?
He's comparing a heinous crime, mass murder.
Yes.
To... gay marriage.
Well, I mean,
they're showing us how to handle adversity.
Well, that's
in
what they
Charleston.
Do. That's what they do. Because who did we hear the gay marriage thing's been compared to slavery and 9/11 so far from right wing nutjob USA?
Right.
Wow.
Brian what? Fisher alone had both of those.
That was all him.
Right. Slavery, 9/11.
Do you think he has a team of people, a bunch of writers?
New Coke.
Oh yes. Oh, is that your 9/11 when they changed the formula to Coca-Cola?
I don't know.
Oh, it was horrible.
God,
what's wrong with these people?
So, the KKK is a North Carolina group.
Fuck you.
Has announced that they will be traveling down to South Carolina.
What?
On July 18th, or pardon me, July 18th.
Yeah, get it right, stupid.
And they will be holding a rally.
Fuck you.
In front of the South Carolina State House.
Oh, shit.
State officials have confirmed that the loyal white knights of the Ku Klux Klan, which they call themselves the largest Klan in America.
Let me ask you something about this group. Do you think they're primarily Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune fans?
Neither. You got a spell on Wheel of Fortune.
I'll spin the wheel, Pat. I'm stupid.
They filed a permit expecting between 1 to 200 people to attend the event.
I love it.
They're going to meet where at the spot where the current Confederate battle flag is still being flown.
Oh, God. So stupid.
If they are approved,
yes,
that will be held between 3 and 5 p.m., Nikki Haley, the governor, said in a statement, "This is our state. They are not welcome."
Oh, shit. Rhino.
She also called for the flag to be removed from outside the building. Lawmakers will discuss removing the flag on July the 6th.
Fuck you. July.
The leader of the group... the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Is that really their name on the thing? The
Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Klan. It's so stupid. You guys are children, you fucking idiots. I'm so sorry.
His name is Robert Jones.
Bobby.
Said of Dylan Roof. Ruff.
Loved him.
20-year-old who heinously killed 9 innocent people.
Did he say he was dreamy?
He was heading in the right direction.
Oh, fuck off.
Wrong target.
Oh, what?
He should have actually aimed at the African-American gangbangers.
Oh, God.
The ones who are selling the drugs to white youth. The ones who are robbing and raping every chance they get.
For sure. Oh, shit. I don't. Whenever I have a moment, I always rape. What do you like better? Are you more of a robber or a rapist? What's your thing?
Even back in in the states where it was more difficult to obtain marijuana than here in California.
Horrible.
And on the times that I had a drug dealer.
Yes, the weed in Chicago.
A weed dealer.
Sucks.
I never had an African-American drug dealer.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's true. So
for this guy to say, it's the ones who are selling the drugs to white youth.
Oh, yes.
It ain't your little precious snowflake who's selling weed to all his friends down at the Catholic school.
By the way, speaking of precious snowflakes, imagine the children of these fucking white wing supremacist fuck faces. Imagine their kids. Think they're all on the honor roll?
Oh, I'm sure.
Just wonderful joys to have in the classroom.
I was a Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up.
I used to spend hours studying in the trailer.
How many kids of these idiot right-wing nut jobs, white supremacist dickheads go to Harvard? Zero.
Yeah, I think it's probably a lower representation of the population.
The loyal white knights of the Order of my dick.
Jones's organization on its website.
Organization, stop it with that.
It's funny they have
organization.
They have a do not link. They have a do not link link.
What does that mean?
You go to donotlink.com if you don't want to give a real link or give real authenticity.
To what you're linking to.
Oh.
What did we just get into?
Oh, no. Listen, this is not real.
Did everybody hear that?
This is a guy. No.
What was that?
This is, I went, okay, do not link is where you don't want to give juice. You don't want to give link juice to, you don't want to give credibility to a website, to a heinous, evil website.
Not anybody's getting my link juice.
So you link to it, but you don't officially link to it. So they did this, and it's the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan website. Pelham, North Carolina.
Fuck you.
The largest Klan in America.
Yay. Oh, great.
Loyal White Knights wants you to say no to cultural genocide. They have a 24/7 hotline.
I didn't know there was a white genocide afoot.
If you can't tell, they are trying to wipe us out of the history books.
FYI.
People seem to forget that black people and even the Cherokee nations fought for the South. Tell this cultural Marxist government they better not dare to dishonor our ancestors. Grave.
Oh, are you checking for grammar? Here all day.
I've already gone past some errors. Actually, the slaves were brought to America under the United States flag in the northern state of Rhode Island.
What does it matter? It was atrocious and horrible.
And for your information, the ones who brought them here were not white. Unfortunately, most groups out there, and especially white people, are too T-O.
Oh, come on. It's T-O-O. Even I know that.
Too cowardly to stand up for their heritage because they're scared of being called a racist.
No. I'm embarrassed of my heritage, and I refuse to stand for it. Eat me.
Quit sitting on the fence and fight for your heritage and history. We, the loyal white knights of the Ku Klux Klan, are demanding them to keep their crooked hands off of American history.
Crooked hands? What does crooked mean? Is there some sort of racial fucking bigotry associated with that word?
Maybe. If you yourself hate American history, we would like to kindly ask you to get out of America.
Oh, fuck you. You get out. You get out, you fucknut.
Then they switch to a really nice font. Fight for the right to die if you must always... fight for the right, die... Yeah. There's no punctuation. Ugh. I'm helping them out.
You're exhausting.
Fight for the right, die if you must, always remember, in God we trust. It was poetry.
Oh, what is that, Beastie Boy lyrics?
There's a rebel flag that says, kiss my rebel ass.
Oh, brilliant. You're a wordsmith. Kiss my rebel ass.
And now what got us laughing earlier was a video that auto played.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm about to play it. It's the Loyal White Knight's Imperial Wizard.
Oh, Christ.
Speaking.
Harry Potter.
And he's really... He's in... He's in somebody's backyard. And there's like a... I don't know what he's standing in front of, but it's like it's a podium with the rebel flag draped on it. He's in purple. He's in a purple hood.
How much do you think his rent is?
And a purple, you know, purple whatever the fuck they wear, robes. In the background is a flag way in the background up against the fence.
Fuck you.
They haven't mowed the lawn in a long time.
Ah, listen, that's good. That's progressive. Let your lawn go into jungle or forest, you know. It's better.
This... Yeah. Is fucking spectacular. Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan Imperial Wizard, it says. And here he is.
It's a pleasure to be here today. I'd
like to tell y'all.
I can't. Please start it over.
I just can't. Okay. There's a title that says Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Fade up on a backyard. It's not even zoomed in.
It's a pleasure to be here today. I would like to thank all y'all for coming out and showing white unity. One of the main reasons we're here today is we want to celebrate our Grand Dragon, James Taylor's 50th year in the Klan.
This goes on for 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
50th year in the Klan. Hey.
I've got to find a clip way to take a clip of this and put it on
our Facebook
page. 50th
year in the Klan. He ain't never liked black people in 50 years.
Oh, my God.
He's hated for 50 consecutive fucking years.
That's spectacular.
Imagine
truly spectacular.
Choosing up Trivial Pursuit teams at that fucking party. I'd be like, we're playing Cranium, really?
That was fun. Thank you, Ross Story, for putting that story out.
Is there a Trivial Pursuit, like, Klan edition where it's just like questions about white supremacy?
Every answer is
white.
I'm making a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
every
answer is nigger.
Oh man, that would be, I gotta tell you, that would be the edgiest fucking Saturday Night Live Jeopardy sketch.
Oh yeah,
ever.
The white supremacist. You think they do it? Do they have balls anymore on Saturday Night Live?
I mean, it would be poignant. I mean, the point would be just to show the general stupidity of racism and the ignorance. I mean, that's the underlying meaning, right?
Yeah.
So.
Right.
You can't expect people to get that, though, I guess. You know, not listening to this. Wait. Are we done with it? Don't say we're done with it. Is that all?
I haven't watched it. It's 15 minutes long.
I'm so sorry. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It is very. It's amazing.
Thank y'all for coming here.
Yeah, we'd like to celebrate 50 years of Negro hating.
James
brother
Taylor.
Earl.
James Taylor. Poor James Taylor. It's not the James. Is it? Hey, listen. Is it the James Taylor?
I don't know. Everybody's in hoods.
It's not. It's not James Taylor.
I'm going to screen cap that because the image of that couldn't be funnier. It's zoomed out.
It's so stupid.
He's standing in front of a board that has a fucking rebel flag hanging in front of it. There's no loudspeaker. It's just this asshole yelling.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for being here today. He's in a purple hood.
I just want to go on record saying I am a little worried. I don't want anybody to think that we're saying that the guy that's saying, in my mind, I'm going to Carolina, it's not that James Taylor, right?
I would think.
I mean, it can't be.
The guy who's saying, you've got a friend, is not at this meeting in North Carolina.
God.
The largest Klan. The largest Klan group in America.
We should, you know what? We should give at the H. Wood Hick that fake story and tell him to react to it. Could you imagine?
You know, there's Klan Woman.
What?
Klan Women's Group.
Oh, come on. Women of the Klan.
Klan history.
Yay.
Application to join.
Oh, come on. Anybody gets in there, right? I mean.
Rally events. Beware of fake Klans.
They ain't hateful enough.
Oh, the Klan store.
You know, I think you have to fill out that application. They're trying to screen out any black people or Jewish people from joining.
There's a t-shirt.
Racist.
With a hooded dude on it. It says, join the best or die like the rest.
Oh, God.
Loyal white knights. Knights. It says knights twice. Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Shit, burn it.
$15.
Hell.
They have... They have large and extra large.
Got
it. Of course they do.
I'm an atheist. Yeah. Hold
on a second. Ain't you got 6X?
You got any petite?
You're right. Oh. I came from Pilates class.
Listen, there's only triple X.
Save our land, join the Klan is another t-shirt. Those are $25.
Imagine.
Those come in double X.
Of course. No, they don't. They have to come in triple X. I got to get in my man titties.
You can get Loyal White Knights membership dog tags.
Oh, of course.
$25 each. Those are two-sided.
Can you buy butt plugs?
You can get a membership hat.
Oh, yeah.
For $15.
A Hyatt.
You can get patches. For your uniform.
What about knee pads when I'm working the glory hole down on 118?
You can get robes, plain white.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Robes, white and color caps and strips.
Yes.
Free shipping.
Okay, wait. Wait.
How much do you think?
Strips or stripes? Is it strips?
It's a strip.
Strip.
I think
what
they
does
meant
mean?
Stripes.
Fucking A. They did not spell
they
stripes.
They meant stripes. They forgot
okay,
the
E. I have a question. I don't understand.
They've got a mission, man.
Are
they don't need your vowels.
Okay. Are these robes for the
these
demonstrations?
Are white, these are white.
Are
just
they
going to a meeting robe.
Oh, it's not for the
I
shower? Because that makes a difference in my guess. If it's big white fluffy robes for the shower.
It really doesn't say. The patches.
They
okay.
They have Klan robes
included
for the
in the price. oh no! Wait, these are patches. That's something
oh,
else.
God.
So the robes, plain white,
yeah,
white color caps and stripes.
Oh my God! They said strips
with patches.
They're so dumb.
With patches,
$200,
$130 free shipping.
That must be now. That must be demonstrating robes, like for demonstrations and rallies.
You
not
get,
for the shower.
You get an original type Grand Dragon patch. An original M-I-A-O-K, I don't know what that is, original Nighthawk patch. You get a Loyal White Knights patch.
My favorite.
Original Boys in the Hood patch.
No, that's disgusting. You are disgusting.
So
God
and
damn
an
it.
Invisible Empire.
You think they're fans of Spike Lee?
Patch.
All right. Invisible Empire. What does that mean? Like these races?
Send all money orders made out to Amanda Barker. They haven't incorporated yet.
Oh my God. I mean, geez, these fucking racists are entrepreneurs, huh?
Pelham, North Carolina. Amanda Barker, P.O. Box.
Hey, Amanda. Send me down one of them flip. Let's get Amanda on the phone because I'm frustrated. I want to know if they mean I'm serious.
Oh, jokes. There's a joke section.
Shut up. You can buy racist.
There's also a Jew section.
Oh, shit. Would you take that job, by the
I
way?
I can't read any of these.
If they paid you to punch up their joke books, how much would you charge?
I can't read any of them.
Why? Are they just bad?
Oh,
God.
I won't read any of these. These aren't.
Human race, honestly, be okay, ashamed of yourself.
This one's a little funny. What do you call a Mexican who can swim?
Oh,
a God. Texan? Get it? Oh, here's Jews. Karate is a method of self-defense, and judo is what bagels are made of.
Oh, like you bake bread out of the, you know, you put the Jewish people on march.
What's yellow and black and makes you laugh?
I don't know.
A bus full of N-words going over a cliff.
Good God. Wow. That's who America is right there. Not everybody, but Jesus Christ.
What is a N-word?
Oh, what?
Proof that skunks fuck monkeys.
You should have answered in the form of a question. God, that doesn't make any sense.
This is their joke. There's white power music.
Oh
ladies and gentlemen. Here is White Pride by the Bully Boys. Wait a second. Are any of us surprised
turn this down.
That it sounds like this? We live in a time of danger for our great race, is how it opened up.
Now
we live in a town of danger.
I'm gonna be fair. I'm gonna evaluate these songs like I normally do. Again, I mean, what is going on? Is anything rhyming? What is the plan? What is the structure? I'm already lost and frustrated with the first two lines. I'm sorry. It's not.
God, I would play another one, but I can't get people haters singing Jew Boy to load for some reason.
Everybody wants it.
Damn it.
Everyone's trying to download it. That's their favorite.
Uh-oh, pull the trigger. What do you think they might rhyme that one with? God, anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
What happened to that person singing?
I don't know.
No, listen, I'm in all seriousness, someone didn't hug that guy enough. Or hugging too fucking much.
Right.
Oh, God.
That's our music, ladies and gentlemen. No pull the trigger or kill a N-word lyrics.
I mean, we live on a horrible fucking planet. We suck. The human race fails all around. We suck.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. Download us as a podcast at crabdiving.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher.
Oh my God.
We're all over the place. Right. Don't forget to follow our social media, wherever it may be. Go to crabdiving.com, click on the blue buttons.
Oh.
Buy shit at Amazon.
Yes.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste, a little kickback. We appreciate it. Yeah. Find out where Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
We're out of here. Back
like
to
all those fucking races. God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.